teamwork. If you work 7 years, yeah, you can have it. So you know she, I told you she was Bible fine. Anytime you get a man to work 7 years, I mean, but some people think they fine. Can you get your man to work? If you wait 7 years, you can have. You can see Jacob working every day. Come on, Mark always wanted to tell every time you get home, 1 month pay. Mark always count 2 months. That's 12 months. Yeah. Yeah. Kept marking off 2 years. Kept marking off 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, 6 years. 70! I've been waiting for this day. Finally, true love. You know that hat going on. Wedding day. Now listen. So the bride came out. Jacob had to have the party a little bit.
Yeah.
Jacob had a little. Drinky drink. and he ended up Kavanaugh drunk.
Been with you too long.
Uh-huh.
No.
Ah,
so,
So they got married, had babies and things. We continued to work for Laban. Then one day they said, wait a minute, Laban, I've got a family too. I need to make a little song.
Yeah.
So I need to get Saturday. So we need to work on it. I'll tell you what, let's make a deal.
Uh-huh.
I'll take the spotted speck of sheep in them, black sheep out.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take those. Something funny happened. I don't know, something funny went on.
Uh-huh.
And somehow, Jacob ended up with most of the livestock.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Still had a little bit of hustle, all right?
Uh-huh.
They had a little bit in it.
Yeah.
And God says to him now, because the whole family, Laban's siblings are upset with him because he done got all the livestock from the dad.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. God, amen, said, Jacob, you need to come on home. Amen. So he was at Laban's academy.
Yes, all right.
He was at school.
Uh-huh.
Now he's on his way home.
Yeah,
from school.
From school.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. And on his way home from school,
uh-huh,
to get to the fight.
Oh, yeah.
He got in the fight on his way home from school.
All right.
He said he had sent the children and the wives,
yes,
and the livestock,
all right,
and all the stuff over.
All right.
And he was alone that night, and it was a dark night. No, back then they didn't have text, you didn't have the war. It was just in this dark. He was laying in the dark. All of a sudden, as he was laying in the dark, a man came along.
Uh-huh.
And began to wrestle with him.
Yeah.
He said they wrestled all night long.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I don't know how long it was. It might have been 8 hours. Might have been 10 hours, but they were just wrestling.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And the man couldn't prevail, and Jacob kept wrestling.
All right.
But I stopped by to tell you, it wasn't just a man.
No.
Uh-huh.
It's what theologians call a theophany.
Uh-huh. All right.
A pre-incarnate appearance of the Son of God.
Yes, all right.
You didn't know the Son of God was the Son of God before he went to Bethlehem.
Yes, sir.
All right.
And when we see a pre-incarnate, before the incarnation, before the Word came flesh, he showed up as an angel of the Lord.
Yeah. All right.
He was an angel, but he was an angel of the Lord.
Uh-huh.
Like there's a bucket of water,
uh-huh,
there's water in the bucket.
Yeah.
There was a God in the angel.
Yes,
there's a Son of God in the angel. That was the same one they saw in the fiery furnace.
Yes, sir.
Come on.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
That was the same one they saw as a soldier down by the Jericho wall. Amen. He was a theophany. He was wrestling with God.
Yeah.
All night
long.
Yeah. Well, on your way home. And on my way home. On our way back to the place,
uh-huh,
of blessing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you had to wrestle?
Yes.
Think about this. You wrestling with God.
Yeah.
Oh.
The God of the whole universe.
All right.
Don't you know even the fact that you wrestling with God shows God love and mercy?
Yeah.
Don't you know God can slap you one time? He send you all the way around the earth. The only reason God wasn't prevailing because God chose not to prevail.
Right.
Amen. God is trying to get you to give in, to give up, to tap out. See, the problem is, amen, you want to be the CEO of your life.
All right.
But you don't know how to run the company.
That's
not your home.
Yeah.
And God said, I want to bless you.
Ooh, good word. Yes.
You can be blessed like I want to bless you.
Yes.
But if I want to be blessed, you got to get off the throne.
Yes.
Right. Uh-huh.
He said, no, I want to be CEO.
glory, 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 glory. Thank you, God. Ooh, glory.
And now I can do it myself. Don't you know I'm the best hustler that ever hustled? How long have you been wrestling with God? How long have you, and you know God is telling you to do something. God is calling you to do something. God has his hands on you.
Yes.
God has anointed you to do something. God has called you to do something. And you can keep on wrestling and wrestling and wrestling.
Amen.
Wrestling.
Yes.
Strange thing is as God is wrestling with you, he's wrestling for you.
Amen.
All right? Yeah. He's wrestling to bless you more. He's wrestling to bring you up. He's wrestling to get you to the top. He's wrestling to make you all that you're created to be. But you don't realize that. You keep trying to fight against him. Don't you know you can't win?
All right?
Look at it. 10 billion and old.
10 billion.
Come on, man. Wrestling all night long. Then early in the morning, before the sun came up, God said, let me go ahead and show him who God. I've been wrestling with him all night. I ain't prevailed, but he thinks I can't prevail. Just because I have him for me, that don't mean I can't prevail. I know, amen, I know he wants to be an old man. I know he thinks he got more sense than God got. I know he thinks he knows more than God knows. I know he thinks he has a better plan for his life than God has for his life. But I've been trying to show he does not know what he thinks he knows. His plan is not that good.
All right.
Early in the morning.
Wow.
He was still fighting. He said, the Lord just touched. Yeah. and then you won.
Yeah.
When you lose to God, you win. Because you get to go back to that place.
I hear you.
Of blessing. You get what God had for you all the time. Now that you're off the throne, and you made him CEO, now the stock goes up. And now, amen, the Dow goes up, amen. Now, everything that God has for you, you see what he was trying to give you all along. Why would you fight? While you were fighting with him, he was fighting with you.
Amen.
He was fighting for you. While I was fighting with him, and he was fighting with me, he was fighting for me. When I thought I was smart enough. When I thought I could figure it out on my own. When I thought I could work it out on my own. When I thought I could be good enough to go to heaven. Keep enough commandments. Hold the church enough. Amen. Not do bad things enough. I thought I could be good enough, but all my righteousness was that spirit. The only way you can make it is not about what you do. It's about what Christ did. Saved himself, but he refused to come down from the cross. He hung there from the 6th to the 9th hour and died for me. I want to ask you, how long are you going to fight with him? You can't win this fight. You can't win this fight. If you won this fight, you would lose. But you're willing today, say, God, I'm telling you, I surrender all to Jesus. I surrender all to him. I freely give. I wish I had somebody to say. I surrender all. My money is yours. My talent is yours. My time is yours. Whatever you want me to do, I'll be. Whatever you want me to be, I'll be. Where you want me to go, I'll go. I'm yours, Lord. I'm yours.
Yes. Yes.
Take you places you never thought.
All right.
If you give me that,
yes,
I'll fill your cup to overflow. If you just give me that that you've been trying to hold on to, because it ain't worth it. Because if you give me that, I'll give you me.
Amen.
Come on, musician. Come on, choir. Listen, listen. If you hear me, I'm not talking about people that need to be saved. You can say it's good. But if you hear, you hear, you've been rapping, you've been rapping, you even rapping now. You're rapping right now while you're singing this.